Christian Audio presents Believe It, My Journey of Success, Failure, and Overcoming the Odds by Nick Foles. Narrated by John Wilders. To my wife, Tori, my daughter, Lily, and of course, our furry child, Henry, I am grateful beyond words for all of you, especially my wife, Tori. You are my heart and soul, and you motivate me to be better every day. Thank you for constantly believing in me and being there for me to lean on in the tough times. Lastly, thank you for your countless hours in helping to make this book as special as possible. Forward. Where did he come from? It's an easy question to ask in the wake of Nick Foles' amazing playoff run in the 2017 season. In other circumstances, or from the sidelines, I might have asked it myself. When we suddenly lost our starting quarterback right before the playoffs, much of the sports world was convinced we were done. But we knew Nick Foles, we knew where he came from, and we knew he was ready to play the game. So when Nick led our team to an incredible Super Bowl victory and stepped into the national spotlight as the MVP, those of us who had worked with him weren't the least bit surprised. It's the rest of the world that was stunned, asking, where did this guy come from? How did he do it? I got to work with Nick for only one season, but in the football business, time is like dog years. A year in the football trenches feels like seven anywhere else. Nick has a sense of confidence tempered by humility that every football coach looks for in a leader. That combination stems from the fact that he's secure in his own identity. On the football field, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and he has proven, twice, on a very big stage, that he can play at an elite, championship level. And as a follower of Christ, he knows that his first job is to serve others, which makes him a great teammate, on the field and off. As for humility, even as I write this, Nick still doesn't know where he's going to play next year. In fact, he may end up being the first guy ever to go from Super Bowl MVP to a backup role. A lot of guys would gripe and complain about that change of fortune, but not Nick. Whatever he's called to do, and wherever he's called to work, he's going to be all in, 100%. More than anything, what he cares about is serving the Lord and making an impact for good. Wherever he is, he's going to pursue excellence. In many ways, Nick's role this past season has been reminiscent of the story of David in the Bible. When David had to face off against Goliath, an ordinary man against an intimidating, larger-than-life foe, David likely thought, hey, killing this giant isn't going to be a big deal. I've already killed a lion and a bear. Been there, done that. Let's go. In that spirit, the idea that anyone would be surprised or shocked by what Nick did is downright comical. Heading into the 2017 postseason, Nick had an unbelievable track record. He'd already thrown 27 touchdowns in a single season, played in a Pro Bowl, and had countless other successes. He'd proven his skill and his character time and time again. When it came to football, he'd killed his lion and his bear. So in Super Bowl 52, in the biggest game of his career, with the whole world watching, Nick took a chance. He pulled out his slingshot and ran the Philly special, a risky trick play, and he defeated that giant in front of everyone who had underestimated him. Above all else, Nick is a man of faith, and his faith is what gives him both his confidence and his humility. It also makes him dangerous. There's a quote from C.S. Lewis's Narnia series that describes Aslan the lion this way. Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe, but he's good. God isn't safe, but he is good. So why should we mere humans play it safe? There should be a boldness and fearlessness to our actions and our speech. Sometimes we think it's dangerous to make a move or take a new job, but we also know it's just as dangerous to do nothing. Nick's faith, confidence, and humility made him dangerous in the Super Bowl, and they're what make him a winner every day in everything he does. Frank Reich, Summer 2018.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?